Good morning. That seasonably strong storm system that moved through the Great Lakes is tracking down the St. Lawrence River Valley now to our north. The wind has shifted around to the west-southwest, but it's still gusty at times over 20, even 30 miles per hour, especially across the higher terrain. Temperatures have not dropped back that much and are mainly in the 40s and lower 50s, but readings will probably stay where they are for most of the morning and even part of the afternoon, and most locations will only move up a couple degrees and stay in the lower to mid 50s throughout the day. Leftover energy and moisture in the atmosphere is being wrung out in the form of some rain showers, especially across the higher terrain this morning, and this will persist with off and on showers through the afternoon. In fact, some leftover moisture tonight will continue to produce showers into the overnight period. However, temperatures will drop with that gusty west breeze overnight, and readings will be down into the lower to mid 30s, so some of the rain showers will change over to snow showers, especially across the higher terrain, and the highest areas could even get a coating of snow by first thing tomorrow morning. Tomorrow during the day, blustery and cool with in-and-out sunshine and temperatures only in the lower to mid-40s, but it will be cooler with the wind chill. On Sunday, we'll begin to rebound a bit back up into the lower 50s with a mix of sun and clouds. With less wind, it'll be more comfortable. And a high-pressure ridge will dominate the weather picture into next week, keeping it mostly dry with a mix of sun and clouds Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. Temperatures will climb through the 50s by the middle of the week with the next chance of showers on Thursday with highs around 60. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, strong onshore flow in the Pacific Northwest will transport moisture from the north central Pacific into the region through the next couple of days. A cold front will move onshore in coastal Washington today, but will become stationary tomorrow as a more intense area of low pressure develops along the front offshore. This will keep rain in the picture, heavy at times, through the weekend for coastal areas of the Northwest. Rainfall amounts across the area will vary widely with terrain, but 2 to 6 inches of rain will be relatively common through Sunday morning, with higher rainfall totals in the Olympics and the Cascades. Flood watches have been issued for western Washington state. Meanwhile, lake effect snow will wind down across the UP of Michigan. Winter storm warnings are in effect, but will be lowered this afternoon downwind of Lake Superior, where final totals will be close to 10 inches in some spots. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or waterspout from an airport was at Des Moines, Iowa, at 4:36 p.m. Eastern Time on Wednesday. The last report of hail was at Omaha, Nebraska, at 2:02 p.m. Eastern Time on Wednesday. At Mount Washington this morning, 0 miles visibility in fog, 28 degrees with a west wind at 69 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly clear and 35 below zero. In Albany on the hour, mostly cloudy skies and 53 degrees, the dew point 38, 57% relative humidity, a west wind at 14, gusting to 29 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.47 inches, and it is beginning to rise. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 90 degrees at MacDill Air Force Base in Tampa and Cape Canaveral, both in Florida, to a low of 2 below zero at Walcott, Colorado. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, mostly sunny and breezy in the upper 50s. Boston, mostly sunny and breezy in the upper 50s. And in Buffalo, cloudy and windy with showers and highs in the upper 40s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 56 degrees, the low 47. The average temperature, 52, that's 11 degrees above normal. 0.32 of an inch of rain yesterday, 1.30 inches now for the month, which is 0.02 of an inch below average, and 34.53 inches for the year, which is 0.08 of an inch above average. There were 13 heating degree days in Albany yesterday for the month, now 157, that's 111 below average, and 665 heating degree days for the season, which is 248 below average. The average high temperature in Albany today, 49 degrees. The average low, 32. The record high, 69, set in 1964, and the record low, 13, in 1981. Sunrise this morning was at 6:44 a.m. Sunset this evening at 4:34 p.m., 9 hours and 50 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Cloudy and windy with occasional showers today and highs in the lower to mid-50s. Cloudy and breezy with scattered showers tonight, snow showers in the mountains, and lows in the lower 30s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, partly sunny and breezy today with highs in the mid to upper 50s. Mostly cloudy and breezy tonight, with temperatures dropping back to the lower 30s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, cloudy and windy with occasional rain showers today and highs in the lower to mid-50s. Cloudy and breezy with scattered showers tonight, maybe some wet snowflakes across the higher terrain with lows in the lower 30s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, partly sunny today with highs in the mid to upper 50s. Mostly cloudy and breezy tonight, lows in the lower to mid-30s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly cloudy and windy today with a few passing showers and temperatures in the lower to mid-50s. Mostly cloudy and breezy tonight with a few rain showers and lows in the lower to mid-30s. Region-wide for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, brisk and cool in the mid-40s. A mix of sun and clouds, less wind Sunday, lower 50s. Partly sunny Monday and Tuesday in the mid-50s, mid to upper 50s with a mix of sun and clouds Wednesday. And the risk for some showers on Thursday, otherwise breezy and mild with highs near 60. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Kiano.